Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is March 28th. It is opening day. The season begins. The course of our evenings has officially changed. Let's talk Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Recaps galore. Weekend awards.
Stat lines. Team and hot takes.
Get your Yankees news from these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy and Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks. Thank you very much for joining us today. It is opening day. 2024 season begins today. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the next 6 months, the Yankees will be playing baseball, and you'll be busy. Weekday nights got simpler for me. I eat dinner, the game's on, and then I go to sleep, happy or sad, because my mood now depends on the result of the Yankees. Jake, are you excited?
James Davis, sure am. It's opening day, baby. Good vibes in the office today. Good vibes in the streets. I think baseball fans literally and figuratively hibernate a little bit that, I don't know, been getting a lot more love on the streets lately. I think Yankee fans are more excited. It was one of the longest Yankees off seasons in a while because no postseason.
No postseason. And then they did all their moves kind of up front until John Birdie.
Until the John Birdie move. So
two Birdies, two Trevinos, two Oswalds. That's my new mantra.
Two Codys.
Not yet.
In the minors.
In the minors.
So yeah, excited to watch some baseball. This Houston four-game set, it's tough to picture us coming out of it feeling neutral, which also sounds dumb because if you split a four-game set, I think we will feel neutral, but there's going to be so many instant reactions to Soto, to Giancarlo, to, whoever, you know, if it's Waldo has a big series, all of us are going to be looking at each other like, wait a second. Wait 1 second. Were we too quick? So I'm excited for all that, man.
I am nervous about a four-game set to open up against Houston. Just because, like...
There's another side that's awful.
The emotional swings tied to it. Four-game series can be... I don't know.
Houston's really good, too.
Yeah, and it's in Houston, so I'm not... So it's a big task, but it's also, like, you know, a three-game set. You can lose a close one. You lose a series, but all that. Like, there's a chance for a four-game set. Last time we had a four-game set against Houston, bad vibes. But let's forget all about that and talk about the game today and the lineup, I guess, because the lineup's not out. But on the last Bantering with Boone, he kind of fed us a ton of insight. So we have, like, our projected lineup.
Yeah. And he filled in the... The gaps that were left yesterday.
He gave a couple corrections.
Like yesterday, he said it'll be Trevino today to not us, but to the media that we're talking to him.
And our GTL Guess That Lineup is brought to you by the New York Yankees MasterCard credit card. Have you ever dreamed of being on the field of Yankee Stadium? No, I have. Well, with the pinstripe rewards, that can get you there. First of all, everyone who opens a Yankees credit card can earn 2 free tickets. That's nice. When you spend $100 within the first 30 days, you can do that quickly. Then earn pinstripe rewards with every purchase made on the credit card. Exclusive opportunities to redeem pinstripe rewards such as Yankees memorabilia and VIP experiences at Yankee Stadium, including participating in a ceremonial first pitch. You can go watch batting practice from behind home plate, go behind the scenes with Yankee Stadium tours, or even have your little one deliver the lineup card. For more information and to start earning rewards today, visit pinstriperewards.com. That's pinstriperewards.com. Restrictions apply. You know there's a link in the D.
Oh, Ooh. All right. I have kind of what he gave us here, right, but we can navigate it if you want, because I don't know. Obviously, we got to do this before they're going to tell us what it is, so, you know, everyone can get excited with us, but this is what I'm looking at. Glaber leading off. We think that's right. Going to happen, right?
Yes. I think that's
they were
locked.
Doing it end of the off season.
Boone didn't scoff at that at all.
So then Soto, second, right field. Judge, third, center field. Then Stanton, back-to-back. Now, he told us they were going to do that, and they did do it in spring a bunch of times, stacking the righties against the lefty, Fromber.
With DJ being out and not trying to plug him in the leadoff spot, which would move Glaber down, it makes it a lot less controversial of being like, hey, dude, Stanton hasn't been good. Earn it.
Mm-hmm.
But against the lefty and with DJ out, I get it, and I kind of like it.
Even last year, like on the whole, he was still good versus lefties, kind of straight up.
Yeah.
So
he hits lefties.
Rizzo batting fifth, playing first base. He's lefty. And then it gets kind of tricky at the bottom here, going off what Boone told us, but this could all have changed. He had said he would then put Volpe the righty at six, playing short, and the lefties move down. Verdugo moves down. And then the 8-9, I don't know how much you care, but I looking at it now, I think Trevi would be him. I would switch him too.
Because Trevi also has a history of hitting lefties better than righties. And we're assuming Oswaldo's going lefty. It would be pretty bizarre if he only had one righty at bat and then came out against Framber opening day and went righty. And I think, again, with the birdie trade, which, hey, maybe there's a caveat in there. I know sometimes we're like, the Yankees want to do that, but the Yankees sometimes do that, that if birdie's there, John Birdie crushed lefties last year, that, I don't know, they could pull that from Oswaldo.
Yeah, I think he is going to pull. I think he'll get the start opening day, but I think they're going to platoon.
Right. And makes sense.
Yeah.
And if Birdie's there on time, it becomes one of those.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be a little crushing, but we'll see. Do you want to do the pitching? Something we discussed. Like, Nestor's going to start. Do we want to do pitching path to rotation stuff?
Why not?
Let me. I was on Framber's page here. Let me go to a different new tab and go Nestor Cortez spring training stats. Because how many pitches is he going to get to? You know.
And I might have a question for you as well.
Okay.
If that's okay.
What's your question?
If Nestor Cortez gives us his exact last start against Houston,
it was like 4.20 earned.
Four innings pitched. One earned run, 64 pitches.
Okay. I think, yeah, I'd take it,
right?
I think. I'd take it. If it's, you'd want more innings, a four-game set, and seven games straight.
We got two long relievers, Pop.
Yeah, but your opening day starter should not be the one doing that, you know?
Right.
So, Nestor has gone 48 pitches, 54 pitches, 62, okay. And then his last one was 31 right here. So
we're looking at 75.
I think we're looking at 75. I think he'll get pulled at 75 pitches. What's 75 divided by 4?
Yeah, a little under 20. They're hoping for 5.
He could do 5.
They're hoping
I think 5 max, though.
Not if he gets, like, 2-3 pitch innings.
5 would be great. Probably 5, probably 4 point something, if we're being realistic.
I doubt they're dangling the carrot.
So who's coming out? I mean, if it's a closed game, and which we want to predict, we'll do Clay Holmes here, and then I think it's Loaiziga splitting this, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if they go with the 2 inning thing.
So it's like,
there's been a lot of talk about that.
Probably this is what it probably looks like, and we need to figure out who X and Y is.
Well, let's say Houston definitely has a lefty lane with Yordan and Tucker.
So the Ferg?
So probably Fergie Ferg, I would assume.
Yeah, and that's where they'd pull Nestor if those guys are coming up, not having him see him 3 times.
Yeah, Yordan and Tucker are going to be somewhere in the top 4, so you got to assume
Ferguson comes out there.
So yeah, I mean, I would guess they're going pure. Like, I was wondering if they were going to try to sneak Weaver or Beater into this game. But I think today's like, hey, we're going to use our bullpen. We want to win a game.
I think this is their best case. Like, this is the Nestor Diaz. He gives us five.
Yeah.
Ferguson comes in for his inning where he faces the lefties. And then we go low to Clay. And that's the opening day like thing. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think that's what, you know. And I think they know this isn't going to happen. But yeah, it's best case.
I guess if I'm looking at what you have laid out, I would guess that Nestor,
because
almost there's a body in between.
In between Nestor,
like,
and
I have Nestor giving the ball to a right-hander.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So then Hamilton?
Yeah, or if they're to start this year, if they're trying to split up Hamilton and Loaisiga because they both could be two-inning options.
Yeah, they don't go the same day.
So then, I don't know. It would really, the only option would be the birdie bus.
Yeah, it gets odd.
It gets odd quick. It's an odd Yankee bullpen.
Hamilton, Ferguson, Loaisiga, Holmes. I don't hate that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I just don't know. I think they want to use those guys as stretch guys.
Yeah. And well, everyone set. Besides Clay is like a two-inning guy.
Four-game set, besides no birdie. Off days.
Birdie could be the guy after Ferguson.
I can see birdie.
To get like an inning here. Or like...
I think I'm Nestor to birdie to Ferg, low Clay.
Nestor, so no Hamilton.
No Hammy today. We're saving him tomorrow.
I think birdie comes out and finishes an inning, though. So then Ferg would open this one. And Loaisiga for two?
Yeah, and a half. One and a half.
Him and Ferg like split this one?
Something like that.
I don't think Ferguson's going over one.
No.
All right. So there's our pitching path to victory.
Birdie could be your half. Birdie comes in to get the righty at the end of the lineup. Chaz McCormick.
Boom. There you go.
Boom, boom.
There you go. Should we call Joe's in, see what he thinks?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, the opening day episode's normally the hype ep.
Yep.
And I feel like we haven't been hype yet.
I've been hype.
I feel like we haven't been hype yet.
Want to hear something to watch for?
What to watch for?
Stanton versus Framber's curveball.
Yeah.
So Stanton is 4-for-8 versus Framber Valdez. And two of the hits are extra base hits. Both of those are off the curveball. One of them is from 2019, and I actually predicted it on our pregame show way back then. Hadn't seen Framber pitch before, and I was like, if he flips that outside curve to Stanton, he's just going to smoke it to right field. Then he did. Stan has never elevated Framber's sinker. And I do think, like, if we're going to treat opening day like a playoff game, which is what everyone does, even though they know it's ridiculous, I want to point out that I think that if Stan is behind Judge, some innings live or die with his at-bats, in my opinion. If relievers want to be careful to Soto and Judge, Stan has to be a threat or damaging.
The Houston, probably not Framber. Framber's not scared of anything.
Yes, I agree. But if you get to the softer part of their pen.
If Rafael, back of their bullpen, Montero, Abreu, Presley, Hader, hello.
Yankees announced a series of roster moves.
Whoa.
DJ LeMahieu placed on the 10-day injured list. Oswald Peraza to the 10-day injured list. Tommy Canley, 15-day injured list. All those retroactive to 325.
3 days.
So 3 days. McKinley Moore, 15-day IL retroactive. Looks just like Rodon. We
Righty
saw him
Rodon,
throw a bullpen. Garrett Cole was moved to the 60-day. Luis Gil recalled. Nick Birdie selected. So he takes Cole's 40-man spot. And John Birdie was activated. And John Birdie is wearing number 19.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's... Go get it, Birdie. All right, so I want to show you, because I watch these videos, and it was interesting to see Stanton versus Framber. I do think in the second, third, first, what if there's going to be an at-bat where Stanton comes up with runners on. He's got Soto and Judge ahead of him.
Right.
So I think if he can get a hold of a curveball, that's going to be a big swing or pivot point in the game. So throw my screen up, Biebs, because how he hits Framber is, like, funny. This is a 2-0 sinker. They fouls back and pops out. So that's elevated, but bad. His hits on the sinker are, like, chopped down the first baseline. That's an out, but 100 miles per hour.
Into the ground.
And yeah, he doesn't. And then the curveball right there is, like, a perfect pitch for Stanton. And especially now when he's struggling with fastballs. A
lot of plate.
Yes. This one is just rocked. Yeah.
It's a hit.
3-1. And then I think this is a hit, too.
Yeah, I remember that
one. Yeah, just blocks it. So you're looking to the right side on both pitches, which works for Stanton.
Yeah.
Is this the another curve? Foul, but crushed it. And then there's a homer that didn't come up. It must have been in the postseason. So I am watching Stanton's at bats with runners on and hoping Framber throws him a curveball.
Okay.
That's my how to watch a Stanton at bat.
I don't know. I guess opening day, part of me hopes it doesn't come down to a Stanton at bats.
There you go. Judge on second, Soto on third, maybe.
Probably.
Flip one over the plate.
And you, why not? Don't leave it there. Don't leave it there. DJ, Eric Cressy in the dugout.
You got any specific what to watch for?
Opening day, man.
All of it?
You need to see everyone. Volpe, swing path. Judge, any weird reactions? Soto, how much is he leaning into it? How much shuffling are we getting? Contract year Glaber / content Glaber. You know, he's in the content game now. What's that look like? Alex Verdugo, we just did a whole, where's he been this spring training? And then we realized that the Yankees have been, like, hiding everyone from us.
Yep.
The only way we got to see a Yankee this year is if Justin Shackle interviewed them and they're a tall pitcher. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jerm McFluter. Donk Fluter.
I have a fun Verdugo stat for you.
Like, if Oswaldo has a good weekend.
I'm looking for an Oswaldo bunt.
Okay. Righty or lefty?
Lefty, down the line. They shade him. They shade Oswaldo. And he bunts.
What's good, y'all?
Joes, are you hype?
Are you hype yet?
Yes, I am. I woke up today and I got to put on all of my Yankee stuff. My Yankee stuff. My fresh Yankee fitted that I bought actually in Florida, in Tampa. So I'm ready for opening day. I'm ready to see Juan Soto. Got the picture of him. Remember yesterday? The little, he's like working out. And he had the picture with the backwards Yankee hat. That got me hype. I don't know.
I'll be honest. The shout out to Nick Tyrell, who does the Yankees hype video.
Oh, yeah.
Great edits.
The hype video, I was like, I was doing kind of, you know, I'm, you know, mid-30s now. You know, is a hype video really going to trip me up?
Guess me.
When they were doing the off-season ads and they were like, oh, you know, and oh, look, Alex Verdugo's on the team and Marcus Stroman. And then they go, and then they're like, the big move in Yankee land, Juan Soto. Mm. And I was like, ooh, yeah, that is a big move.
Yeah.
People just, like, forgot.
Yankees went out and got Verdugo. It's my voice. I said it in that video.
That's Jimmy's voice in the video.
Crystal clear.
Yep.
Do it again. We want to hear it again.
The Yankees went out and got Verdugo.
Yeah!
I think that's what I said. Joes, we have the line here.
For today's game.
We guess the lineup, and we guess the pitching path to victory.
Over.
I can show you my computer. I don't know if we have a shot you end this on here. But be careful. It's got a lot of cords.
Why does it have so many cords?
Don't touch the cords.
Because we're screen sharing.
Oh, you're seeing.
The audience can follow along. It looks good. We think they're going to stack the righties here, Judge and Stanton, because Boone told us that.
Kind of told us.
And then the other thing is, he said Volpe was going to go six to get a righty up there. as high for Volpe. Like, I don't want him hitting six a lot.
I think that's more about because Rizzo came down to five, not having him and Verdugo back to back against the lefty.
I think it's to split up the left. Yeah, but it's
because Rizzo hits lefties, Verdugo not so much.
You can do that. So Birdie's just didn't show up to the stadium today, or what?
Yeah, he's gonna chase Headley.
It's one of those. Is he there?
Where was he? Korea?
No, he wasn't Florida. In Korea. He's in Florida.
Japan.
So Joe's, can I ask you a question? Do you mind?
Yes, I don't mind.
You don't mind.
He does not mind.
I don't. No I do minding. Not mind.
If John Birdie's there, handshakes, opening day, should he get the start?
Yes. Mm. I think so. Okay.
John Birdie's first at bat versus Hader, walk-off homer on the road.
On the train. Breaks into gravity. The train. Old sure, guy in the train sure, gets hit, falls why, out.
Why he's all right. He's all right. He's all right. It's drama. He's putting on a show.
Why is he arriving so late?
Plane. Traffic. Grand entrance, like Chase Headley.
But Chase Headley was like mid-season.
So you're not sure. You're not doing any, different. You know, Oswaldo thought he had it. He's been with the team. We'll just give it to him.
I want to win. I don't if believe Birdie's in none of there, that put stuff. Him in.
Okay.
What I do you think?
The best
what
players
you,
play.
What man. Do you think about our pitching path to victory?
Okay, you got Nestor for five.
Well, 4.1 or two. And Birdie's coming in. That means Birdie's sharing
Nestor
it
for five.
Into the fifth.
Give me Nestor for fifth. Five, okay?
Into the fifth. Yeah, he's going to be on 75 pitches, we think.
I'm going Nestor for five. Okay. He's going to be quick. With he's going to work these guys. These guys are anxious in Houston. They're going to try to, like, get quick. There's going to be quick.
One of the left.
Why are they so anxious? Guys are anxious in Houston? What was that?
They're anxious because they feel like they can hit Nestor.
Okay.
And they're going to ground out a lot.
Okay.
So he's going to pitch quickly because that's what Nestor does.
All right.
And then Birdie, Ferguson, I think this is... This might be a Ferguson
lane
because you might see this is where you'll see your Alvarez.
Yep, Tucker
in there. That looks like the inning where he'll be there.
Yeah,
and Tucker as well. So that'll be his lane. Loaisiga for two opening day. Damn, aren't you ambitious?
That's what I said. Best laid plans. It's probably 1 point something, and he splits like this with Ferg or something. I don't know.
Okay. And then Birdie, you know what? Then Birdie will push him back if you do that. Yeah. Yes, and then Clay Holmes close.
Now you say Birdie, you're talking about Nick or John.
Which Birdie?
The Yanks got
whoever
two
wants
birdies.
To pitch.
Two Birdies, two Trevinos, two Oswalds. So
two Jose's, two Joes.
Two AVs, two Anthony's.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Two Aaron's.
The team of twos, huh?
Hey.
The team of twos.
I said I didn't
hey,
have
for horses.
I'm watching everything. It's opening day.
Yeah.
That Volpe Verdugo little area, that's fun.
Yeah.
Like Verdugo needs to kind
of
help
out there. That
could
be a fun part of the lineup, or that could be like a...
Volpe Verdugo?
Volpe, get on, get over, you know?
I mean, that's the perfect
Volpe,
guy to
get
him over.
On.
That's the perfect...
Verdugo, get him over.
Volpe and Verdugo is a perfect hit and run time.
I do was also just thinking that, because if he can put it behind the second baseman, then Volpe goes to first to third.
Hit and run time.
That would be nice. I have.
Run and hit.
I have Verdugo trivia for you.
Okay.
What's that?
That wasn't me.
Verdugo chased just 4% of pitches out of the zone on the first pitch of at-bats last year. Fifth lowest chase rate on first pitch. He doesn't chase out of the zone.
He's a leadoff hitter.
Framber not try to throw him curveball below the zone.
Hold on.
He's
the
not
Yankees
chasing.
Have tweeted the lineup.
Yes.
Lineup is out.
Okay.
Oh Gleyber Torres so is leading here. Off playing second base. Juan Soto is in right field batting second. Aaron Judge bats third place center. Stanton bats fourth. He's the DH. Rizzo is at first base batting fifth. Volpe bats sixth. He's at short. Verdugo's in left field batting seventh. Trevino eight.
So we nailed
catching,
it. Okay.
And Oswaldo nine. So eight, nine was the question.
We were the first to tell people the lineup.
We told you guys the lineup.
So
we
I was nailed right the about lineup. The lineup.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sure. By proxy of us, you were correct about the lineup because we were right.
Where's John
Nestor
Bird?
Cortez is still starting.
Nestor Cortez starting.
You know what? I'm going to text.
What Bird number right do now. You think Birdie's wearing?
Don't let Hader pitch in this game.
Yeah. Their whole back end.
Yeah.
Right. Well, me and BBD were talking yesterday while we were doing a practice.
We know snap. The answer.
They announced the answer.
Is it 14?
No, but he is the most built ever to be number 14.
They got to change that Join number. The brotherhood. What's his number? 33 or some crazy shit like that?
19.
Okay. He doesn't look
First like since a, Tanaka.
He doesn't look like a 19. He looks like a 14.
Who looks like a 14? Birdie?
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's not 14?
No, he's 19.
He's 19. I he thought feels you were perfect
saying,
for
oh,
the...
Oh, you were talking about John?
John Birdie.
I thought Nick you were Birdie. Saying Nick Birdie. That's why I was like, what?
I thought Nick Birdie was going numberless.
Nick Birdie is number 57.
Thank God. I thought Nick Birdie took 19. That's why my reaction earlier, because Nick Birdie taking 19
the,
was
the
crazy.
Reaction does make more Birdie sense and Birdie. Now.
Yeah, John Birdie feels way more like a 14 he than does. A 19. They got that wrong.
He was also number 5 last year, so like 1, 4, 5.
Just give him 5. Like,
well, Marlins numbers don't even exist.
Yeah, 15.
Like it's like 14 made too much sense.
Yeah, 14 made
sense. Kevin Smith.
No way. Up on Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith.
Holy shit, look at this
Born
stat.
In Mexico.
Aaron Judge came to the plate with runners in scoring position in 82 of his 458 plate appearances last year, tied for second lowest in Major League Baseball. So what did we do? We went out and got a guy who gets on base at a 400 clip and bat him in front of him.
That's right.
Awful.
I love that.
Wow.
Actually, that's optimism. That's not awful. It was awful for last year.
And that fun fact was brought to you by LinkedIn. Whether you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find right professionals for your team faster and free. LinkedIn isn't just another job board, people. LinkedIn has a vast network, more than a billion professionals. That's pretty good. If you can't find them in there, then I don't know what you're looking for. It's the best place to hire. Hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates. So easy that, in fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate in 24 hours.
Yep.
Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Yanks. That's LinkedIn.com/Yanks to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. There's a link in the description.
I got a fun what to watch for here from this stat pack. Chaz McCormick versus Nestor Cortez.
Ooh, rivalry game.
Chaz McCormick is batting 443 on the first pitch of at-bats since the 2022 season. Eighth best among hitters. Nestor has a strike rate of 67% on the first pitch of at-bats. 10th highest among starting pitchers. So you have a dude who chases the first pitch and is very successful when he does versus a pitcher who gives a first pitch to hit very often. So look out for that.
Pitch around a little bit.
I'm looking out for that.
Look out for that, yeah.
I've looked out for it. So has Nestor.
Wow.
So the Yankees need to announce more moves, right? Because they need to be like, hey, we've picked up the contract of like Clayton Beter, right?
I believe that's everything I read. I read aloud.
But there was a
Beter
chance.
Was already on the 40 man because that was protected right, from the Rule 5 draft.
So they recalled Luis Hill. They don't need to call up Beter, or they don't need.
I don't think they ever sent him down.
Yeah,
or they never healed. They did.
Oh,
yeah.
They recalled him. They're able to recall him because
yeah.
So there's guys being placed on the IL.
Did Beter end the year on the team last year?
No, he was never optioned in camp.
Right. Yeah. So that basically Beter is just like, this is our lineup. This is our roster.
He was always on roster.
First time showed up and made it.
A lot of people in the chat asking about why Wells isn't starting. I think that's just a pedigree thing. Trevino is the vet.
Lefty.
He's there, and a lefty's pitching.
Lefty starter gave him the
righty,
win.
I think it gets interesting.
So I think with a righty, Trevino would still get the nod.
I lean on opening day, just like a veteran,
respect type thing.
I could also see Trevi being like, no, if we're doing this.
Yeah.
Like, if there's anyone on the team that would, like, Trevi would be like, no, like, if we're going to be a platoon.
Let's platoon.
Yeah.
The lefty starter for Houston, they're able to do it without it being like an issue.
He might pinch hit though. You might
see a pinch hit. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. He's definitely pinching. Oh, my God. Premonition.
John Birdie has a double off of Framber.
John Birdie has a double off Framber.
Yeah.
You have him hitting off of everybody right today.
I just don't know if he's going to be in the game that early.
The like NL East people that we're like friends with on Twitter and stuff were all tweeting yesterday about how happy they are he's gone from the division. I think he's just like a real like that guy beat us type guy. So that could be fun for us.
Good. I like
Trevino,
that.
Terrible numbers versus Framber. 0-9.
That's not good vibes. He's due. Why are you putting that out?
Jimmy, he's due.
That means he's due.
Just reading the list.
I mean, Astros are mostly...
He's going to have opening day jitters, Framber.
Mostly righty relievers, except Josh Hader and Bennett Souza and Parker Mashinsky.
Parker Mashinsky.
So, I mean, if we see a righty out of the pen, it's Welsius time.
I'll take a Welsius.
It's Wells Bells.
Wells Bells? Are you still...
It's Welter Skelter.
Yeah.
Let's go to the well once more.
Uno de lo mio. Agustin
Welp.
He's Dominican, in case you don't know.
Who's Dominican?
Austin Wells.
I don't think so.
In which way?
Honorarily, or is that a real thing?
No, he is Dominican.
No, okay.
In which way?
His grandparents are Dominican. I'm so serious right now. I'm not even
like a Zach Britton situation?
Yeah.
I was trying to think of who the guy is that was like that. In Austin Wells related news, he switched to number 28. He was 88.
Welcome to the core.
See?
He is Dominican.
It's cool.
First thing that comes up is a tweet from Joe's McFly that says, Austin Wells is half Dominican? De lo mio? Can someone confirm this for me?
And it was confirmed.
It's a great tweet.
You could have asked Wells.
I think Austin Wells is married to one of my friend's girlfriends.
That's Dominican as well.
Her cousin.
She's Dominican.
He's married to your friend's girlfriend.
My friend's girlfriend's cousin.
My friend's got a girlfriend and he hates that witch.
Don't know the song.
You don't know that one?
Nope.
Interesting.
You don't?
Are you hyped for Nestor?
I am.
Are you hyped for Rodon?
I am.
Are you hyped for Stroman?
I am.
Are you hyped for Clark Schmidt?
Yes.
Are you hyped for Luis Hill?
Oh, yeah.
Are you hyped for Glaber?
Big time.
Are you hyped for Soto?
Yes.
Are you hyped for Judge?
Of course.
Are you hyped for Stan?
Yes. Comeback player of the year.
Are you hyped for Rizzo?
Yes.
Are you hyped for Volpe?
No concussions. Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Swear.
Big time, I swear. I swear on everything. Oh, my God. Volpe's going to go crazy this year.
You hyped for De Lo Mio?
Yeah.
Wells?
We might not lose a game this
year. I didn't
year.
Finish that.
Huh?
Are you hyped for Oswaldo? You want him benched.
If it was between Birdie and Oswaldo, I'm choosing Birdie. Is that a wrong answer?
Depends the matchup. Maybe. Hopefully.
294? What are we talking about? Hopefully.
I hope that's the wrong answer.
Okay. Yes.
Is there any Yankee thing you're not hyped for?
I am not hyped for never for any kind of injury that may happen that hopefully doesn't ever.
It's over.
Never hyped for that. Okay. Well, go 1-0 today. Go 1-0 today.
Go 1-0 today.
That's it.
Final score, 5-2 Yankees.
Yes. 162 one game seasons starts today.
Not for
why
are you other
Chris,
teams.
Don't close that.
Boo!
Show me Chris Rose.
Boo that man! Boo!
If you see this man, pants him.
Hey, I have a question. What's the over-under for the game today?
Ooh, good question. Opening day, solid pitchers. I would guess...
No, he was supposed to be on. We're going to call him in.
7.5?
We're going to have him pants you.
Yeah.
That's kind of low. Crash. I would go 8.5.
They usually start low early.
Oh, okay. Line's 8.5.
Okay. Should I call Dan? He'll be
a little
scared.
You should call him. Yeah. He's probably watching. He's watching.
He's probably watching.
He wants to be hyped.
You can't do that on opening day, man.
Can't do what? What did he do?
Hey, we'll be live for the game on JM Baseball YouTube channel, sitting in the lounge chairs. Yeah. Oh, I love that I can stand now, not have my back hurt after a while. Just take.
Always could.
Take some. Ooh. Calling Rourke. Rourke. Rourke, answer your phone. Yo, what up, Jake?
Your call has been forwarded to an audience.
What?
Didn't need that.
Not even a fan? He might be phones off for opening day, concentrating, getting ready.
He might be in his pregame shower. He might be, I heard a rumor about picking up a rental car, and that's why he can't be here yet.
Okay. I don't think he's old enough.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard about an incident with a car yesterday that requires a rental car
right.
for a little bit.
All right, everybody. Hey, let's go Yanks.
Go Yanks, go Yanks, go Yanks.
Did you link in?
We love you. Join us, JM Baseball Channel. And we will see you on, well, it's a four-game set.
Let's go Yankees.
Shit.
Yeah.
Still Sunday.
Sunday, yeah, but it'll be a little bit. Yeah. All right. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees. Let's
go Yankees. Bow, 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 bow. Bam, 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 bam.
New York Yankees have four milkshakes this year they're selling.
Nice. I don't know. Bump, bump.
Hey, everybody. It's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.